Well, that was shit. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voicemail review of, I don't even care to think or mention the score for Liverpool, Chelsea 1. Horrendous from start to finish. A real showcase of Chelsea's need for a new medical department, and with just over 24 hours to go, the potential for maybe, for the love of shit, signing a left back. Please just sign a left back. Look, you know, if we're being honest, like Ben Chilwell, 60% fit, Raheem Sterling down his side as well, no help, no nothing, didn't help. Second half improvement for about 10 minutes and Cuckoo scores another goal, but aside from that, my word, awful performance. No real cohesion, just outplayed every single part of the pitch, and realistically could have been 6-7, you know, even though we had a couple of penalty shouts and there was a lack of consistency from a refereeing standpoint, which the boys are going to touch on. I do feel that there was a real lack of team effort and aptitude, and a big one for me, I mean, Benoit Badiashile, wow. I mean, the less said about that, the better. But anyway, I'll hand you over to the boys. I've just had a Liverpool fan chew my ear off. I'm going home and dropping a toaster in the bath. See you later.
Right, I don't want to talk about this, but here we are. That was absolutely shocking, disgraceful. We've been battered 4-1, and if they had a prolific striker, well, Darwin's hit the post 4 times. So that could have been a lot worse. And as it was, we still got absolutely battered 4-1. Way off the pace in everything. But I'm going to talk about the defence. That's what I'm talking about here. Absolutely shocking. Shambolic from minute one. The only one who was actually any decent was Manu Augusto, who came on as a replacement. De Sassi, not good enough. Thiago Silva showed today that he's got to be starting to edged out of the first 11, I think. It's time up now for him. You know, he's been a legend, love the bloke, but at this point, performances like that, not good enough. And the worst of the lot was Benoit Badiashile. Absolutely terrible. Awful. So poor. Positionally awful. I mean, that fourth goal, for example, why is he not closing his man? What is he doing? And so frustrating to watch. We can go into it in a lot more detail, and we will in the next pod, but absolutely shocking. Just a terrible, terrible night.
Well then, I'm going to have to second Tom's thoughts in that I've been putting this off because I don't want to speak about it, but here we are and we're going to get through a minute, guys. We're going to do this. Okay. Second everything the boys have said. I want to touch on Raheem Sterling for a minute. He was so poor tonight. You know, there has never been in my 29 years of supporting Chelsea Football Club, there has never been a player that gets under my skin as much as Sterling does. I love him. I want him to succeed so badly. I loved him at City. He was great at Liverpool. I really liked what Pep got out of him at City. I was really excited when we signed him. And, you know, the games that he puts it away, when he's in form, he's almost unplayable. But when he's performing badly, he is so, so bad. How he made it past an hour tonight blows my mind. I don't know what Poch was thinking. And, you know, it's not down to one guy. Raheem Sterling is not the difference between us winning and losing tonight. He's not at all. But something needs to something needs to get through to him. I don't know. The amount of I want to bang my head against the wall. Come on.